Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Bro, look at our leaders. We have General Kane speaking weekly at the podium while Trump is sleeping. His eyes are getting heavy. Come on.
And I could not be more proud of each and every one of them today.
All right, Donald Trump and Pete Hegseth are currently giving a desperate presser to try to convince the American people they are winning a war as we're currently experiencing rising gas prices, rising food costs, and daily questions about why the Strait of Hormuz is still closed. Throughout this entire performative press conference, the fundamental answer of why does Iran still have control of the straits if we've won, this question still remains. No answer for that is ever given, and right now, Iran is currently gaining more regional control by the second as they continue to show we can do whatever we want with this specific strait. Let's start off with Donald Trump threatening essentially war crimes on Iran. We've gotten to a point where Trump has no confidence in his ability to negotiate, which is actually one of the huge critiques he had of Obama. Remember he sent out that post that Obama's gonna strike Iran because he can't reach a deal. That is exactly what is happening right now. That was actually rather prescient on Trump's part, and he was predicting the future, but of his own presidency, because he is now threatening war crimes on their civilian bridges, civilian infrastructure, civilian salination plants for water, desalination plants rather, sorry, and it's all incredibly sickening. Make sure you drop a like and subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed for more breaking news. We're so close to 2 million subscribers. I'm currently visiting my family for Easter and the following days, and then we're back with the debates, back with the hardcore daily updates. We never went away. So let's start off with this clip of Donald Trump.
Well, at a level that nobody's ever seen before. The entire country can be taken out in one night, and that night might be tomorrow night. Both members of the crew ejected from the aircraft and landed alive.
Alright, Trump has repeatedly set deadlines, then blown past them, but let's just entertain what he's saying here for a second. The entire impetus of this war was Trump telling the Iranian people to free themselves back in January, to liberate themselves. Tens of thousands then got killed, and Trump never backed them up. Then he went to war claiming the Iranian people should be liberated again. Back on February 28th, right? Now, Donald Trump seems to want to inflict maximum damage on the Iranian people because he's just giving up. He knows he's messed up and he wants to inflict maximum damage on the Iranian people. He then begins to use the service member that we rescued as some sort of proof that we're winning this war. It's so ass backwards. It's like if I crashed my friend's car, completely totaled it, caused a disaster, his whole family's mad, and then I said, well, I replaced the wiper fluid. It's like, dude, no, you can't just cause a massive disaster and then brag about fixing 5% of that disaster, right?
Yes. He was injured quite badly and stranded in an area teeming with terrorists from the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps Rough Group, as well as besieged militia and local authorities. On top of everything else, they told the communities actually within inside of Iran, the people of Iran, they were given a tremendous incentive to find this pilot. Despite the peril, the officer followed his training and climbed into the treacherous mountain terrain and started climbing toward a higher altitude, something they were trained to do in order to evade capture.
Sure.
All right. Two things can be true at once. Number one, I am so incredibly happy that multiple service members were brought home safely. Genuinely, I am. Number two, I also think the U.S. military's operation was quite swift, precise, and solid. That's because Trump had nothing to do with the planning this time, and they actually had professionals on the scene. But number three, this is still not a brag. You're bragging about a new risky mission that you had to go on that's an extension of your original mission. Again, this is not mission creep anymore. This is mission inversion. Mission creep is when the size, scope, and scale of the mission continues to expand, and then it's more money, more time, and more deaths. Like Afghanistan, like Iraq, that's mission creep. Mission inversion is when the original goal gets so effed up that your new goal is to fix it, like reopening the Strait of Hormuz, saving soldiers from downed F-15E fighter pilots. Having a new mission is not a good thing. That means that we're having a longer timeline, more money spent, and Trump is losing control. He then talks about needing more equipment and scaling mountains. He's finally understanding the geographical limitations of us not being able to invade Iran. Take a listen.
When you're bleeding, it's a long time. When we left, as you probably know, we had two large planes, pretty old planes that carried a lot. We needed a lot more equipment going in than coming out, obviously, because going in, we needed to be able to scale mountains, and we had a lot of equipment. But the sand was sandy, wet sand, so we thought there may be a problem taking off because of the weight of the plane, and then we also had all the men jumping back onto the planes, and they got pretty well bogged down, and we had a contingency plan, which was unbelievable.
Oh my lord, this dude is bragging and bragging about his initial operation failing so hard that they left equipment in Iran and had to go back, circle around to destroy that equipment afterwards. We then have none other than MAGA Pete Hegseth come and take the stand. MAGA Pete Hegseth begins to twist reality by saying Iran's military is embarrassed and humiliated. I've explained this multiple times in certain debates on CNN, but here's the reality. The Iranian military that we destroyed was 50 to 60 years old. It was ancient, and we could have destroyed it at any time if we wanted to. We did not need to start a war to destroy their 60-year-old navy. The reality is, they have two different navies. They have their conventional navy, which is very ancient, 60 years old, it's outdated, and they have their IRGC navy. The IRGC navy is still very much so intact, has ballistic missiles pointed at the Strait of Hormuz, they have mines, they have drones, they have suicide vessels, suicide ships that they'll use to blow anything up that goes through that strait. That is giving them a lot of leverage. Pete Hegseth is legitimately lying here. Yes, Iran's old ancient military got destroyed along with their 86-year-old supreme leader. Congratulations. You now have a 30-year younger, more radical version of Khamenei, whose name is also Khamenei, and what he's doing is rebuilding, rearming, making more money, and strategically closing the Strait of Hormuz in a way that hurts all of us. So I don't know if Iran's the one getting humiliated right now. I don't know if their 60-year-old navy was, I don't know if they gave a shit. They now have control of the strait, and there's nothing we can seemingly do about it. Let me play this.
Special operators supported by elite air crews and intelligence professionals move swiftly and decisively into treacherous mountain terrain under the constant threat of Iranian forces closing in. Ultimately, it was an impotent Iranian threat. And today, as the CIA director mentioned, Iran's military, and we know this, is embarrassed and humiliated, and they should be.
Special. I'm not sure this is quite true, but to continue, Hegseth talks about the unmatched training and superior technology.
American lives were lost. We leave no man behind, and that is not luck. It's the result of unmatched training, superior technology, an unbreakable warrior ethos, and sheer American grit. Our special operators, pilots, and support crews performed with near perfection under fire. And they were lethal. Just ask any Iranian soldier who dared attempt to get anywhere near that pilot before or during that mission. Death from above.
As he always says, maximum lethality, not tepid legality. This dude loves to do his military slam poetry while U.S. service members are dying by the dozen, and there are hundreds of casualties in the Middle East. You guys get where I'm coming from when I say, listen, I think it's amazing our service members came back. I would want nothing more. And I think the military actually had a rather precise and clean operation. But you can't brag about starting a fire in the Middle East then say our firefighters are doing a great job putting it out. You can't brag about causing mass chaos and disaster and throwing markets in turmoil and then saying, oh look, we fixed 1% of the problem by saving lives. Yes, I'm happy you saved the lives, but we're still in a massive quagmire that Pete Hegseth and Donald Trump don't seem to want to acknowledge. Watch this next clip of Pete Hegseth saying, today will be the largest volume of strikes since day one of this operation. Tomorrow, even more than today. He says Iran has a choice. Choose wisely, because this president does not play around. Oh, really? For some surrounding context, Donald Trump has been playing around with the deadline for weeks and weeks, and today slash tomorrow is supposed to be the final deadline for Iran. Donald Trump said he's going to bomb their bridges on Tuesday. He's going to bomb their desalination plants and their civilian infrastructure if they do not reach a deal. Iran called Donald Trump's bluff and said, we don't really care. Do it. You've already threatened this four or five times. He threatened it 2 weeks ago. Then he threatened it about 10 days ago. Then he gave another four-day deadline, then a two-day deadline. He continues to extend it in a very unserious manner. And Pete Hegseth coming out with slicked hair and a ChatGPT poem isn't going to change Iran's mind. I'm sorry.
Per the president's direction, today will be the largest volume of strikes since day one of this operation. Tomorrow, even more than today. And then Iran has a choice. Choose wisely. Because this president does not play around. You can ask Soleimani, you can ask Maduro, you can ask Khamenei.
All right, so we won it about 2 weeks ago, then we're winding down, now we're winding back up, then we won it again, then we're about to reach a deal, but then Iran's begging us for a deal, then Trump said Iran's not taking it seriously enough, all of these contradictions, just for us to loop back to the largest striking day yet. I have a feeling we're not going to be out of this war for a while without maximum pain towards the American people. And look at our leaders, bro. Look at our leaders. We have General Kane speaking weakly at the podium while Trump is sleeping. His eyes are getting heavy. Come on.
And I could not be more proud of each and every one of them today. As the Secretary said to our enemies, this operation serves as a clear reminder of the capability and will of America's joint force. The United States of America will recover our warfighters anywhere.
I don't find this convincing. I don't find this impressive. I need to do some more of these debates because I need to be out there saying, listen, we're literally fixing 3% of a problem that we started. We set the world on fire, and then we're begging for firefighters from other countries to put it out and saying that that's a victory. It's not. As much as I want the United States to persevere and have a strong standing on the world stage, I fear that we are being humiliated, and we're going to fight for a better America. Subscribe if you want to help us. I'll see you all in the next one. Peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.